Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Well, yeah, had to know one of them was going to do it. Blame Trump for this on the left. And Nancy Pelosi stepped up to the plate.
His denial at the beginning was deadly. His delaying of getting equipment to where it continues. His delay in getting equipment to where it's needed is deadly. But as the president fiddles, people are dying, and we just have to take every precaution.
Dude, lady was still trying to impeach him.
Yeah.
While he was closing down flights from China.
Yes, and
which she criticized him for, by the way, and then encouraged people to support Chinese people by going to Chinatown in San Francisco.
I want people to remember this timeline. It was in January when President Donald Trump was canceling the flights in from China. This is the same time when these Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, Gerald Nadler, all of these were impeaching the president over false and proven, absolutely in... I'm getting too worked up here. I'm going to have to.
It's easy to do.
All these idiot politicians were impeaching the president over a completely false claim while this was going on. If you think Congress, if you think your federal government is looking out for you, these Democrats are not. It was President Trump who was taking action on the coronavirus issue, canceling the flights in from China when the World Health Organization finally got around to, holding China accountable and saying, hey, this is going on. We need to deal with it. When the CDC finally got around to dealing with it as well, the president was taking action while he was being impeached, while he was being falsely accused, and while these Democrats were fiddling with impeachment.
Never mind that Nancy Pelosi, leader of the Democrats in the House, criticized Trump suspending the flights. Chuck Schumer tweeted criticism of Trump suspending the flights as xenophobic. And Joe Biden also criticized Trump for his response. By the way, Joe now says he would have suspended the flights, too. Except when Trump did it, he said he wouldn't. So, I mean, you got to ask what exactly their plan was. And Lindsey Graham really nails it. He just lost it on Maria Bartiromo when this Nancy Pelosi clip was played. Because this is a woman, literally, we're sitting in Congress. Democrats and Republicans actually find a way to come together to put this Corona stimulus package together.
She delayed it.
She was gone in San Fran on vacation all week while they were working on the Hill. Then she flies in on Sunday's like, nah, I don't like this. I think I'm going to write my own. Well, you know, if you're waiting 3 weeks for this check to come, which is what they're saying, go ahead and thank San Fran Nan for that. It could have been 2 weeks, but Nancy was too busy trying to get pieces of the Green New Deal. As Lindsey Graham, I have to hand it to him, brilliantly points out.
What she said, she's blaming the president of the United States for people dying because of the way he's led the country. That's the most shameful, disgusting statement by any politician in modern history. Let me tell you, we've seen the best of America from our citizens, helping each other, delivering groceries, having special shopping hours for senior citizens. She's the first politician to blame another politician for people dying. This is the same Speaker of the House who held up the bill in the Senate for days because she wanted same-day voting. She wanted carbon neutrality for the airlines. She wanted $75 million for the endowment for the humanities and $25 million for the Kennedy Center. She is the one that held up the package in the Senate for days to get the Green New Deal put in a recovery package. So it's the most shameful, disgusting thing I've heard yet, and it needs to stop.
I have complete agreement with the senator.
I mean, this is outrageous. Yeah, the one person is. Who did the most to delay any kind of response. And by the way, there's a ton of funding in there for hospitals, for equipment, all of that. Nancy didn't care. She was getting her Green New Deal or else.
But let's remember this, Tara. It is Donald Trump that's dividing America.
Right, right.
He's the one who's divisive. He's the one who is mean and is a bully. Right.
Right. Well, Maria Bartiromo challenged Lindsey Graham. Well, you know, you did give Nancy some of the, you know, junk funding she wanted. I love his response to that, too.
Well, you agreed to send $25 million to the Kennedy Center. You put that in a so-called relief bill,
because
right?
She wouldn't let the... Yeah, so she put a gun to her head and said, we will not get this through the House until you put $25 million for the Kennedy Center. She wanted the entire new Green Deal in the package. She wanted to have every airline has to be carbon neutral by 2025. What the hell's that got to do with saving lives who are affected by the coronavirus? She had the entire Green New Deal in the package. We took most of the garbage out. But for her to blame this president for causing loss of life after she held up the relief package for days to get a liberal special interest shopping list in the bill is pretty disgusting.
Yeah. There you go. So this is going to be interestingly, we're going to have Alan Wilson on, our attorney general, at 7:36. I'm really, really curious to see what Henry McMaster is doing here, because we had the left-leaning governments of Charleston and Columbia decide they were shutting the economy down.
Right.
And Henry McMaster has, you know, dived in with an opinion from our attorney general, Alan Wilson, that they don't have the right to make that decision. That rests with the governor alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so let me tell you, Alan Wilson would not have done that without Henry McMaster being on board, let me assure you. And I know they talk a lot. So Henry McMaster took that power back. It's going to be interesting to see what he does with it. He's going to do one of two things. He's going to say, no, we're leaving the economy open. We're not going to issue a stay-at-home order.
Which he hasn't.
And I want to thank you, Governor. You have far more backbone than I realized, and that took a lot. So I really appreciate that. I can't imagine the pressure he's under. So thank you, Governor, for that. But he could do another thing, too, with that, Lee, is just let the mayors make the decisions or the city councils or whatever, and then he could issue these orders himself. So.
Exactly. See, that's what I think needs to happen. If these municipalities want to shut down their economies, that's on them. And quite honestly, the citizens of those municipalities should consider that, whether or not that was a good decision, when it comes time for the elections in November. And it's exactly what it should be. And if that is the best thing to do for your municipality, for you to decide that you want the economy to stop, to come to a grinding halt, and you as a municipality are ready to deal with the financial and personal and physical and health responsibilities that are going to come because of that, then go right ahead. Do that. But do not impose that upon the counties nor the state. And don't be coming to the state taxpayer asking for us to help you out when you kneecapped your economy. Because I know that's the next thing. That is the next thing that's coming, Tara. These municipalities that close down their economies because of this. And I realize we've got to take precautions. We need to be washing our hands and social distancing and all that.
Sure, of
that's
course.
None of that is the issue. No one's denying the coronavirus. No one's denying that we should take precautions. We're simply saying it is not necessary to absolutely take down an economy. And if these municipalities want to do it, go for it. But don't be coming to the Columbia, which we know they're going to, asking for state assistance or something or other because they collapse their economies in their area. And those of us in the outlying areas, in the rural areas, who decided to keep going because we know what to do and we can handle this, we've got this. They're going to be coming to us wanting us to try and bail them out again. That's exactly what's going to happen. Look at the bailout that you're going to get, that the New York City is probably going to be asking the federal government for. Can you imagine it? Remember when New York City years ago, didn't they declare bankruptcy back in the 70s, I believe it was? They actually defaulted on a bunch of things and the federal government had to come bail them out?
Yeah, and they'll expect that this time,
of course. Oh, absolutely. And of course, you know who they're going to blame. Not Bill de Blasio, not Governor Cuomo, but they're going to blame Donald Trump.
You know, and you know, that's a really good point, because while you mentioned this, they're going to blame Donald Trump. In a rare act of actual journalism, which is always noteworthy when it happens, because it is, and of course, a rare. Did you see what happened? Jake Tapper actually asked de Blasio, dude, you've been all over the television blaming Trump for not taking early action, and this is how this got out of control. But do you remember your own statements? Do you realize, Lee, as late as March 13th, de Blasio was telling people, he's the mayor of New York, to please go out, to just ignore this coronavirus, to go about your life. March 13th. That's like 2 weeks ago. Listen to this.
Let's talk about the way that you've handled the response in New York City. I want you to take a listen to yourself and your message to New Yorkers. These are three different clips. One's from January, one's from February, and one's from early this month.
It's important to just go about your lives, continue living as you have. New Yorkers should go about our lives, continue doing what we do. This should not stop you from going about your life, should not stop you from going to Chinatown and going out to eat. We want people still to go on about their lives. We want people to rest assured that a lot is being done to protect them.
That last clip was from March 13th, just about 2 weeks ago. In retrospect, is that message, at least in part, to blame for how rapidly the virus has spread across the city?
Lee, listen to his response. This is a guy who's been doing media rounds about how Trump wasn't prepared. Listen to this. Listen.
You know, Jake, we should not be focusing, in my view, on anything looking back on any level of government right now. This is just about how we save lives going forward.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, we can only focus when it's Trump. No, let's not talk about this anymore.
Oh, de Blasio was an absolute disaster. I'm sorry. Good grief.
Yeah, so going with what you're saying, Lee, in the end, they'll blame Trump for all this.
Oh, of course.
I'm just going to bank all this audio so we can remember what actually happened.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
When this is all over, you'll see the postmortem on Corona. The question will be, why did we shut the world down for so few deaths? I'm telling you, that's where we're going to go. Deaths, yes, at a high number. Yes, corona is very deadly. Please follow the experts' precautions. Do the things they tell you to do. But corona probably won't be any worse than a severe flu season. That's not me. That's Dr. Anthony Fauci writing in the New England Journal of Medicine on February 28th. And over the weekend, you saw the experts admit what I have been telling you for weeks. See what Anthony Fauci did over the weekend? He's one of the talking heads. You've seen his face on television, right? On the Trump team task force. Headline, I'll read something like this. Fauci estimates that 100,000 to 200,000 Americans could die from coronavirus. Here's the announcement he did.
Whenever the modelers come in, they give a worst case scenario and a best case scenario. Generally, the reality is somewhere in the middle. You know, I would say between 100 and 200,000 deaths. I mean, we're going to have millions of cases.
Told you. What Fauci just actually did was admit that the hysterical, overhyped, just fantastical figures that have been driving this. This is why everything's shut down. Of 1 million to 2.2 million American deaths, those projections, not cases, deaths, what Fauci just did was actually admit that the hysterical 1 to 2.2 million American death projections the media has been using to drive panic and business closures were off by a factor of 10 times. 1,000%, if you will. Which is what I've been telling you. This is a major walk back for Fauci. Oh, but Terry, he finally has data now. No, he's always known this. He's always known this. I know it for a fact. I read you the February 28th editorial, New England Medical Journal. Yeah, it looks high now. It looks like 3.4%, Fauci wrote, along with the heads of the CDC and the NIH. But it won't be. In the end, it's going to be like a severe flu season. He's known the whole time. As have I. You can't draw any other conclusion by looking at the numbers. But 100,000 is a lot. Yeah, it's a severe flu season. But that's so many. All right. Well, then we need to be consistent as a society. The 2017 to 2018 flu season, how many did it kill? According to the CDC, 61,000 to 80,000 Americans. They don't tell you that. It would provide context. We went about our lives, not one thing closed. They couldn't be bothered to hype up hand washing. There's no political purpose. So Fauci just walked back the hysterical 1 million to 2 million American death projections. Now, why couldn't Fauci have done this 3 weeks ago? We figured it out. All you got to do is look at the numbers in other states, in other countries. That's all you got to do. You could see it was not going to happen. And now something else. Did you see this? We went back in the beginning. What drove this hysteria? One professor at the Imperial College in the UK did a hysterical death forecast of 1 to 2.2 million deaths in the US. The media ran wild with it. One guy. Just one, but that's all it took. They liked it. Sounded good. Beat the economy down. Well, I told you last week, he reduced his projection. He had also projected 500,000 Britons would die. He reduced it down to 20,000. Oops. Said he was wrong. Well, the college came behind him on Friday and reduced it again. So sorry for that part. We said 1 million Americans would die. Yeah, we kind of got that wrong. How many people are we saying now will probably die in the UK? 20,000? No, that was too high. 5,700. Whoa. How many deaths is the UK at right now? 1,228. Whoa, wait a minute. Wait. With that projection, how many Americans will die then? Well, not 2 million, not a million. Works out to about 29,000 using that statistical model. About like a severe flu season. Just like Fauci said on the 28th, he's always known, folks. Don't kid yourself. He knows. He could read numbers. He's been doing this all his life. So the guy who started all of this, his Imperial College has now taken over and reduced his minimum death statistic from 1 million to 5,700. See the problem there? But we're still acting like the original death projection is in place. This is what drove the closures. It's been debunked. So can we debate what we're going to do now? No, of course not.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, mayors, city councils of cities across South Carolina either shutting down the economies, because that's what a stay-at-home order is. Let's not kid ourselves. Or thinking about it, like in Greenville, until on Friday, our Attorney General, Alan Wilson, who is on the phone. Good morning, Alan Wilson.
Good morning. How
good
are
morning.
You?
Good. Well, I'd say we're thinking about it until you issued a finding that they do not have the power to shut down their economies with stay-at-home orders. Explain what's going on to us.
Well, early last week, we were getting inundated by local leaders and legislators all over the state until one finally from the low country on a barrier island sent us an opinion request saying, hey, our local government wants to do this, but the governor hasn't ordered it. And so what does the law say? So we went and looked at the law. We looked at old opinions. We looked at the constitution, state constitution and the statutes. And the legal team that we have in the AG's office came to the conclusion that, okay, cities have the ability to emergency powers. Your local cities do have emergency powers. However, once a governor of a state issues emergency declaration, then that basically kind of preempts all of the emergency powers that local governments have at that time. And so now that we're in a statewide state of emergency, the governor's executive orders are controlled as law, not local city ordinances. And also we learned that the Constitution forbids cities and municipalities for criminalizing conduct that would otherwise be legal on the statewide level. So they can't create new crimes through the violations of these local ordinances. It's unconstitutional. So we sent out an opinion, which I refer to as a flashing yellow light, saying, hey, if the cities, mayors, city councils, if you're going to go forward, we can't stop you, I can't stop you, but do so at your own risk, because if you do this and you violate someone's constitutional rights or unlawfully imprison someone or destroy a business, then you could be on the hook for damages down the road when a lawsuit is brought.
Wow. Because it's unconstitutional.
Yes. Now, a lot of people are mad at us, you know, and of course the ad hominem attacks come from some of the local officials. You know, you're not letting us protect our people. You know, this is a pandemic and that, you know, we've been called names. And I'm like, listen, folks, we just call balls and strikes. We're just telling you what the law says. If you want to tell us to jump off a roof, that's fine. Do so at your own risk. It's just legal guidance. And again, the governor was well within his rights to pass an executive order doing a shelter in place and doing all these things. He could delegate it down if necessary. But at the end of the day, we have one governor, not 150 governors. And so that's what we're kind of telling the mayors.
So, Alan Wilson, for instance, the city of Gaffney has barred church services because you can't have a gathering, and they specifically mentioned churches among the long list of stuff. You can't have a gathering 10 or more. I mean, do you literally see a minister walked out in handcuffs for trying to hold a Sunday celebration. So you're telling me that's not constitutional for a local city to order that?
So we actually, and I reached out to the local city administrator last week in that community when I heard about the ordinance, and I said, hey, listen, I want to give you a heads up. We wrote a separate opinion before the one that you and I just discussed, Tara, regarding the application of the statute where the governor said three or more people. That is not, you know, it bans three or more people from congregating. I think they said anything less than 10 people. I told them, I said, listen, people have a constitutional right to go to church and to assemble, and when you're applying these laws and these statutes, and the governor agreed with me, by the way, the courts are going to construe this strictly against you because they have a First Amendment right, you know, to worship, and as long as they're exercising social distancing, and these aren't, you know, inviting large, boisterous parties, they have a right to go to church. And so if that city is implementing, and I don't know the facts of that case specifically, but if they are doing that and someone were to sue them for unlawful arrest, they might be in hot water down the road.
Wow. So this is just a warning. So that what that means, Alan Wilson, it was being reported that people were, quote unquote, defying you in some of these cities. For instance, I think there was a roadblock in front of Folly Beach to keep people who had literally paid for rentals out of Folly Beach. But so they wouldn't have been defying you. This is just legal advice.
Yes, this is what's happening. I think there are a lot of elected officials that are just kind of playing to the crowd. And they like to be seen as a leader. And they're just going to say, hey, we're defying the guy that's trying to stop us from protecting you, which none of that's true. We're not trying to stop anybody from protecting anybody. We're saying, hey, here's what the law says. If you don't like it, don't yell at me. Yell at the people who wrote it in the 1970s. But no one's defying me. I don't care what you do. I care what you do for purposes of, you know, peace and order and things like that. But it doesn't offend me if you ignore my advice and then get sued later.
So just to be clear, though, Alan Wilson, looking at what our state law says, our state constitution, you are, of course, the Attorney General of South Carolina. If Henry McMaster... Okay, if one of the cities in town, you know, in the state says, hey, stay at home order, you got to stay home, right? Shut your businesses down. Henry McMaster then could come, theoretically could come behind them and say, no, businesses stay open. I'm going to rescind, I don't know, Columbia's stay at home order. Could he do that constitutionally?
Under our constitution and our state laws, he could clarify in an executive order if he chose to. I know that he's, you know, I don't want to put words in his mouth and I don't want to speak for him. I know that he's trying to be incredibly cautious when he issues executive orders because these things have the effect of full law, like a law passed by the General Assembly for the short duration of time that we're in a state of emergency, which is 15 days. And it can, of course, be re-upped at the end of 15 days. So it's like one man can issue a edict that has the force and effect of law. And so the more that you issue, the more confusing and the more chaos you can create. So I think they're trying to be very cautious in the number of executive orders that they are issuing. But yes, you are correct. The governor could, put that in an executive order.
Okay. So he could block the shutdown then if he chose to. That's what I wanted to know. Okay. So technically then, that would mean, if I understand this correctly, Alan Wilson, and you are our attorney general, so you would know, that means technically these cities, including Greenville, could still put out the stay-at-home order. But according to your legal opinion, that would make them vulnerable to massive lawsuits from businesses that are put out of business, maybe churches, things like that. But Henry McMaster could just do nothing and they could go forward, even though that would put them in tremendous financial legal peril.
Well, I know that the governor agrees with our opinion. I know that he has said as much. And I also want to say one other thing. This is a legal distinction that if you're not a lawyer and you don't practice this kind of stuff, you probably don't care about. But while we believe that these ordinances are potentially unconstitutional, these ordinances are considered valid until a court rules otherwise.
Gotcha.
In other words, someone has to challenge them. So until someone challenges them, they are deemed lawful. So I'm telling people, don't create civil unrest and, you know, just start saying no to police officers when they tell you to do something, because someone's going to have to bring a suit at some point if these things are going to be found unconstitutional. But the governor, you know, has said that anything that conflicts with his executive orders is is a violation of law. He put that out this weekend. Of course, some people are saying, well, you're silent as to this, so therefore I'm not conflicting. But we interpret that to mean that he does not have a statewide shelter-in-place order. Therefore, if you put a shelter-in-place order, you're conflicting with what everyone else is doing.
Got you, and thus open to a lawsuit.
Potentially, yes, ma'am. It could happen. Someone could bring one down the road, and you know that local municipality could find themselves in legal jeopardy. And again, we're a yellow flashing light here. Buyer beware. Do it at your own risk.
Wow. I know you talk to Henry a lot. I wish he'd come on the show because I just want to ask him what his plan is going forward. I mean, if a city asks him to issue a stay, you know, in place order, shelter at home, whatever you want to call it, is he planning to do it if they ask or no, or he hasn't said?
Again, I can't speak for him. You know, we've had many conversations. I know that he is thoughtfully, you know, trying to, there's a lot of pressure on one person to put out these executive orders. I know he's being very thoughtful in that, but I don't want to put words in his mouth and speak for him here on this radio program. I will convey to him what you're telling me here on this program today when I talk to him later today.
I'm just curious what he's going to do, because obviously it's already clear that some of these cities are going to defy him.
Yeah, I mean, so, like I said, mayors are going to do what they're going to do, whether we put legal advice out or whether the governor says so or not. And the ones that do so could invite legal action down the road.
Wow, and guess who pays the bill for that?
Those local taxpayers.
Yeah, me and you. That's who it is. Wow, okay. Alan Wilson, I know you have a lot to do today, so thank you so much for stopping by here at 106.3 WORD. Alan Wilson is the Attorney General of South Carolina. Interesting times, huh?
They are, Tara, but you know what? We're going to make it through this.
I think we will. Yeah.
We're going to be good.
Yeah, I agree. Alan Wilson, thank you so much for joining us this morning on 106.3 WORD.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Texture rates. Why is Trump falling for all the fake numbers? Dr. Birx talked about precision strategies last week and then last night said nothing about that. We are all New York, apparently. Tara, please give me something to be encouraged about. I'm trying to do that every day. I'm going to make another prediction. My last prediction was right. Y'all nailed this. I told you 1 million to 2 million people weren't going to die. I told you could not map that out with the numbers that they have been giving us for deaths, and I was right. And yesterday, Anthony Fauci, what I have been telling you finally came out of his mouth. We are making progress. I played this for you. This is really, really significant, and the media will not tell you why. I will.
Whenever the modelers come in, they give a worst-case scenario and a best-case scenario. Generally, the reality is somewhere in the middle. You know, I would say between 100,000 and 200,000 deaths. I mean, we're going to have millions of cases.
Okay. Millions of cases. Oh my God, millions of cases. Yeah, the average flu cases every year in America, 26 million. How many corona cases have we had? 143,000 versus 26 million. Mm-hmm. This is why our hospitals aren't overwhelmed. We can handle it. We're used to it. I won't tell you that, though, because that would ruin a perfectly good scare narrative. But what did Anthony Fauci just admit there? And I got the hysterical messages from you yesterday. He says it's going to be 100,000. It's going to be, no, this is good news. What Fauci just actually did was admit that the hysterical 1 million to 2.2 million death projections in America, just America, from coronavirus that the media has been using to drive panic and business closures were off by a factor of 10. That's like 1,000%. It's exactly what I've been telling you. So if you want some good news, that's it. They were off by 1,000%, a factor of 10, which is what I've been telling you. This is a major walk back. It is only the first walk back. He will walk these numbers back again. How do I know that? We are not seeing this kind of per capita death rate in any country. We will not achieve 100,000 deaths in America. I'll tell you what. In order to do that, we would have to do significantly worse at handling this crisis than Italy, Iran, China, and Spain. Do you think that's going to happen? They are letting people go at Prisma right now. Because they've been forbidden to do elective procedures. That's like knee surgery. Yeah, your knee hurts, but you're not going to die if they don't do the surgery. They have been forbidden to do elective procedures. This is a disaster. That's how you pay the bills at the hospital so you can afford to treat the coronavirus patients. Patients with no elective procedures, well, we freed up all those beds as we thought a million people were going to die. Well, the beds are just sitting there. And they're going broke at Prisma. We are weakening the hospital system at exactly the time we cannot afford it. Because everybody's still operating off these idiotic, now debunked, 1 to 2 million death projections. Which, by the way, the author of the Lone Study, only one study that's based on out of the UK, the author walked that way back. He originally said 1 million in America, 500,000 in the UK. He then busted that back down to 20,000. Well, his university is, in, well, it's a college, Imperial College, so embarrassed by that, they had to walk it back again on Friday. They said, oh, no, it's not going to be 500,000 in the UK. It's not even going to be 20,000. It'll be 5,700. Oh. Okay, well, the UK has 66 million people. How many would that mean we'd have here then? 29,000. Not 100,000. 29,000. So I'm just curious, folks. I mean, if we are going to shut down an entire economy based on one dude's study, and that dude's house, that dude's college now says he was not only wrong, he was way wrong. Sorry for the economic catastrophe. When do we walk back the actions we have taken? 29,000? It's like a mid-range flu season death toll. Fauci will walk it back again. He's doing it slowly. These numbers are not justified. So this is good news. You want some good news today? I was just asked for that on the text line. It's good news. They just reduced their death projections by 1,000%. Just like I told you. Just like I told you they would. They'll come down even more. This is not what they sold to us. It's bad. It can kill you. Follow experts' advice. But it's nowhere near what they told you. And that's why they're furloughing employees at Prisma. They're not full up.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.